Welcome back to The First Note. I'm the Cosmic Messenger here today to guide you back in time to listen to the popular breakup song made famous by the Rolling Stones, It's All Over Now. I'm joined today by our Brooklyn navigator and a man who always knows when the game is over, Vinny Bag of Donuts.
That's right, baby. Hey, listen, when the final whistle blows, the game is over. No replays, no second chances, no overtime. Just like the song says, I used to love her, but it's all over now.
Oh, sounds like you've had some experience.
Oh, you betcha. This song is, it's just another song about a girl, two-timing a man. Well, it just happened to me. My latest girl, Maria, beautiful, funny, too good to be true. She was the talk of the town.
So what was the problem?
Well, when I wasn't around, she really became the talk of the town.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear. I hope it was just talk.
Yeah, unfortunately not. When I wasn't around, she was MIA.
Oh, like missing in action?
No, Maria in action. Crushed me like a frickin' 2-ton boulder when I found out. But, I'm back. Vinny always bounces back.
Well, that's good to hear. But, the song was written by Bobby and Shirley Womack and tells the story of Bobby Womack's uncle and his much younger girlfriend and all the troubles he had with her.
Yeah. You just can't win sometimes. I tried everything. I gave Maria some flowers on her birthday. She thought it was a going away present.
Oh, sorry. Well, before you buy any more flowers, set the laid-back Wayback Time Machine to 1964 to hear the original release of It's All Over Now by the Valentinos.
In mirror.
We just heard the original release of It's All Over Now by the Valentinos in 1964.
Hey, those Valentinos, they don't sound Italian to me.
They're not. It's Bobby Womack and his four brothers.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah. The Womacks. Okay. I heard a great story about those five Womack boys. Their father had a guitar, and it was forbidden for any of those boys to play it. So one day when the father was out, Bobby, he's like about 8 years old or something like that, takes the guitar out and starts playing it. He breaks a string. In a panic, he replaces the guitar string with his shoestring and puts the guitar back. when his father gets home and sees the guitar with the shoestring lace, he does an immediate inspection of the boy's shoes to find the culprit. Poor Bobby.
Oh, wow. What did the father do?
Well, after he heard how well his sons could play guitar, he bought each of them a new guitar.
Wow. Well, that's a great ending to the story.
But wasn't it the Rolling Stones who made it famous?
Well, that's right. They released it right after the Valentinos version. And Bobby Womack wasn't too happy as it overtook him on the charts.
Yeah. Until the royalty checks start rolling in, right? You know, it was the Stones' first number one hit in the UK and recorded in that famous Chess Studios in Chicago.
Well, that's right. But I don't think Leonard Chess ever really understood those English musicians making the pilgrimage to Chicago to see the likes of Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf. You know, he thought they were kind of a flash in the pan.
Yeah, well, it took the Brits to reintroduce those U.S. blues musicians back to the U.S. music audiences. Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, Willie Dixon, and the rest were more popular in the U.K. and Europe than back here at home.
But let's stay right here in 1964 and listen to the Stones version.
Trying to cry.
We just listened to the Rolling Stones' 1964 cover of It's All Over Now. The song went to number one in the UK, knocking out The Animals' House of the Rising Sun off the top spot.
Yeah, now, you know, now that I listen to it, it's got kind of a country beat. But listen, no matter what style, nothing sounds better than singing It's All Over Now to your two-timing girl.
Well, I'm glad to see that you're moving on.
And yeah, you know what? For once, when I go somewhere, I'm on time. Seriously, that girl, she'd like spend like 23 hours getting ready to go out somewhere for like an hour. Talk about high maintenance. Oh my gosh. You know, Vinny here is a low maintenance kind of guy.
Yeah, we noticed. But I see you preening yourself in front of the mirror for 20 minutes at a time, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm ready to go in a jiffy. I just want to make sure I'm looking good when I get out there.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you know there's lots of women who have problems with their men being unfaithful, too.
Yeah, but, you know, it goes both ways for sure. But did any woman sing this song?
Sure. Set the dials to 1966 to listen to Patty Drew's version from the female perspective. We just listened to Chicago pop singer Patty Drew's covering of It's All Over Now from 1966.
Well, she's got that 60s kind of beat going on for sure. But you need that energy to bounce back when you find your loved one is cheating on you, you know? You got to get out and about again.
Yep. I'm glad to hear you're bouncing back and out socializing again.
Hey, I was never one of those, I got a pimple and I'm staying home kind of guy. I'm not sitting around moping. Plenty of fish in the sea.
Well, our next singer probably never sat home and moped either. So set the dials to 1970 for some Rod Stewart.
Yeah, well, I think the girls were singing this song about him, you know.
Thank you.
We just listened to Rod Stewart's rollicking cover of It's All Over Now from his 1970 album Gasoline Alley. He's joined by his mates from The Faces, Ian McLaughlin and Ronnie Wood.
Those boys are 100% solid. But I got to tell you a quick story about bumping into Rod Stewart in New York City.
Okay, as long as it's quick.
Oh, man, it's quality. Listen, so I told you before I used to go jogging in Central Park a lot. I used to bump into these rugby players from the New York City Athletics Club. Funny guys, you know, you go jogging with, and nobody bothers you when you're in the park, for sure, with these guys around. So we're all standing on the corner of Central Park South in front of the Essex, I think it was the Essex House, I think. And who comes flying out of one of those revolving doors? Rod Stewart.
Oh, of course. It happens all the time.
So listen, so he staggers over to our group. Most of the guys have their rugby shirts on, and Rod thinks we're a soccer team. He's in the middle of our group, shaking everybody's hands. He's had a cocktail or maybe 12. Just then out of the Essex House stomps Britt Eklund.
Wow, the James Bond girl?
Yep. I knew you'd like this story. So she marches right over to our group and grabs Rod by the ear and drags him back to the hotel. Funniest thing you've ever seen.
That's great. Was she singing It's All Over Now?
Not right then, but I think she was just warming up.
Okay. Well, let's get warmed up with this live version from Johnny Winter from 1976.
Spent all my money
We just listened to a high-energy live version from Johnny Winter in 1976.
Yeah, you know, I had that captured live album of his. I always thought Johnny was better live, you know, when he'd let things just rip, you know. I think that's just what this song really needs.
Well, if you like that hard-driving sound, set the dials to 1979 to hear Molly Hatchett's cover.
We're rocking our way to 1979. Here we go.
We just heard Southern Rockers Molly Hatchett's 1979 cover of It's All Over Now.
Yeah, you know, I saw those guys down at the Philly Spectrum that year. They had that song Flirting with Disaster, I think. Sounds like the story of my love life.
Well, you sure know how to pick them.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you. My last one looked like a fashion runway model.
So what was the problem?
She talked like a Brooklyn butcher.
Well, I hope she didn't sing about you, but I thought we'd head over to Norway to hear another female perspective on the song.
All right. Well, as long as it's during the summer, I hear the winters are so cold over there, the icicles have icicles.
Okay. Well, button up for some Norwegian blues.
Mm.
We just heard Norwegian blues singer Kristen Bergland's 1979 cover of It's All Over Now from her album Long Distance Love.
Man, I'll tell you, she's got some pipes. And you know that song, Long Distance Love? That's an old Lil George tune.
Good memory there, Vinny.
And another thing, I remember the Dead played It's All Over Now like 150 times live.
They sure did. They started singing it in 1977, and it became a first set staple for Bobby Weir.
So, which one are we going to be listening to?
Well, Alpine Valley 1989 always pleases.
Those Alpine 1989 shows, they were classic. My favorite, Morning Dew, is from that show.
Yeah, that's a great one. For It's All Over Now, it's kind of a toss-up between the rollicking scat-singing Brett Midland in 1990 in Hartford or the December 1979 Oakland show.
Yeah. That 1979 show was a few months after Brett joined.
Well, we're already here in 1979, so let's save some gas and hear the Dead in 1979.
Threatened to cry, 'cause I used to love her, but it's all over now. It's over. You see, I used to love her, but it's all over now. Over now. Lord, I used to wake in the morning, get my breakfast in bed. When I got worried, Lord, she'd ease my agony. She's here and there with every man in town, still trying to take me for that same old clown. 'Cause I used to love her, but it's all over now. She's over. Yes, and I used to love her, but it's all. hurt trying to cry. Cause I used to love her, said I loved her, but it's all over now. Said it's all over now. Yes, and I used to love her, said I loved her, but it's all over now. Over now. Yes, and I used to love her, used to love her, but it's all.
That was a live version of It's All Over Now by the Grateful Dead at Oakland Auditorium in December 28, 1979.
Woo! That was a foot stomper there, pal. And I love the way Bobby belts it out, you know? But listen, we've been in 1979 for a while, and I keep seeing these signs for the new McDonald's Happy Meal. It just came out, okay? I want to go get me one of them.
Well, it probably tastes the same as the 2021 version.
Yeah, I know, but the toys are different.
Okay. Before you dig into your lunch, change the dials to 1982 for a ska version from Slapstick.
We'll be right back. breakfast in bed. If I got worried, she is my aching head. But now she's here and there.
We just heard Chicago-based ska punk fusion band Slapstick's version of It's All Over Now.
That there is a hot version, and you know, you gotta love the sax. What was their name? Lipstick or Lipstick or something?
No, Slapstick.
Oh, all right, I'm sorry, okay. I keep thinking about all my ex-girlfriend's makeup regalia. You know, she took over my entire bathroom. Ridiculous. It was so bad. I had to brush my teeth in the kitchen sink. But it's all over now and I got my bathroom back.
I'm glad to hear you're king of your bathroom again. But I got a version coming up that will sound great in every room of your house. So let's head to 1989 for Dr. John and the Dirty Dozen Brass Band.
she would rub my aching head. It's either here and there, but every man in town still kind of skeptical if my thing is going down. But I used to love her, but it's all over now. Yeah, I used to love her, but it's all over now. I know I used to love her, but it's all over now.
We just listened to Dr. John and the Dirty Dozen Brass Band playing It's All Over Now.
That Dr. John always hits his mark. You know, I remember Billy Bob saying that he used to catch the Dirty Dozen playing in New Orleans for years.
Yeah, they make a great combination. Hey, actually, Billy Bob just called.
You know, I block his calls every time we come on the show. Let me guess, he wants to hear more bluegrass, right?
Yep.
Well, golly, surprise, surprise.
Well, he said if we played this song, he would take us out to the Gentleman's Club later.
You know, I think I'm going to take a pass on this one. The last club he took us to didn't even have an indoor plumbing or anything like that. And listen, boss, our dilithium crystals are running really low. You know, the last place I want to run out of gas is on some Appalachian mountain.
Yeah, shades of deliverance. Well, Billy Bob will be disappointed, I'm sure.
Well, you know, what's it going to do? Drive him to drink? Jeez.
Okay, well, it's best we save the moonshine for another night and steer ourselves back home. We hope you all enjoyed our show tonight at the First Note as we listen to the popular breakup song, It's All Over Now. Be sure to join us on our next adventure, and maybe Vinny will have a few new verses on the song himself.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I used to love her, but it's all over now. See you guys next time.